Please take your seats. School is now in session.
Welcome to Homeschooled Podcast.
Homeschooled.
The Homeschooled Podcast. Why? Because he was homeschooled.
It's time to document the journey. Welcome back to Homeschool Podcast. I'm Augustino Zoida. I'm your host. Thank you for joining us once again, everybody. We really appreciate it. We know you got a lot of options out there for podcasts, and yet here you are. And you know who else is here? I want to welcome back to the show Pat Colicchio and Vinny Falcone. They've been on a couple times before. If you're new to the podcast, now you know, okay? These are two up-and-coming young comics, both from Jersey, moved here. How long you guys lived here now? Okay, there you go. They've been here a few years already, and they're deep in it. They're elbows deep into the Los Angeles comedy game, or whatever Los Angeles will allow. You know, she don't give up that ass too easy. So
I've been here 4 years.
Before we begin, big thank you to everybody who came out to the shows in Vancouver this weekend. It was awesome. If you did come out, I really, really appreciate it. It was nice to meet some of you guys, and then it was nice to meet some new friends too, make some new fans and stuff, and and the shows went great. It was a privilege. It's a beautiful theater, and you know, it was just a great overall experience. It's my second time in that city, and I just really like that city. If you came out, thank you so much, and thank you for supporting this podcast and checking us out. Let's see what else. This episode today is brought to you by Uni Pizza. Uni Pizza Ovens. Excuse me. Uni Pizza Ovens. I was going to say maker, but that didn't sound legit enough. Uni Pizza Ovens. You guys, you can now have a pizza oven in your house or in your backyard like a lot of really rich people do, but you don't got to be rich no more. Okay, this is the portable duvets, a portable duvets. This is the pizza oven of that. It is making it possible for people who aren't rich. When I was a kid, rich people in my neighborhood had pizza ovens in their backyard. All right, you ain't got to be a fucking millionaire no more to have a pizza oven. You can do it. You can throw awesome pizza parties where people make their own pizza. They throw it in the oven, and you can do it if you got a small backyard, a big backyard, a fucking patio, a balcony. It's doable. They have multiple different sizes for you to choose from, and for the first time ever, pizza ovens are affordable. Okay, so what you're gonna do, and it makes a great holiday gift. You're gonna go to Uni Pizzas, or you're gonna click the link in the description. And another way to find it is you go to homeschoolpod.com, click on sponsors, and click the Uni Pizza banner. All right, and that's it, guys. That's the sponsor for today. Let's get this show started. There's a couple of things I want to talk to these gentlemen about. But first, we just learned. So when we first logged on, Vinny had some jizz all over his camera, and then we found out that it was just some residue left over from him hiding it in the lens. For his privacy, which he does that now because Pat, who is in the top or left corner, has once had someone hack into his laptop and film him jerking off. Right.
Yes, I am a victim. So I basically got an email from this guy, an email from a stranger that was like, you know, caught you or whatever. And I thought it was just like some spam. Then it emails me back again. So I didn't even open it. I deleted it. Emails me back again and like tells me like he has got videos of me jerking off. I'm like, whatever, dude. And I just deleted it again because, again, I was like, sure, I'm not going to open whatever attachment you have. Because, like, that's obviously the scam here. And then I get another email back from him who's like, no, like, I know who you are. And it sends me, like screenshots that I can see of, like, my family members on Facebook. Like, I'm going to send this video to all of them if you don't pay me, like, $3,000 or whatever it was. I think it might have been $1,000. And I had just moved to LA. I couldn't find a job for the life of me. I didn't even have $1,000. So I had to tell this guy, I was like, yeah, I'm not going to. Like, I was like, I just don't have this money to send you. Like, I don't have it. And he starts like bargaining down with me. Like,
oh, you said that in a post.
I can't afford that either. And so, like, eventually I was like, dude, I'm just not going to give you any money. And I don't think he sent it. I posted a Facebook status like, hey, apparently someone hacked in my computer, recorded me touching myself intimately. Yeah. If anyone gets like a, you know, message from this guy on Facebook, just do me a favor and don't open it.
The word is out that you have no money.
He's like, the guy sent me a screenshot of me touching myself,
and that's why the name of your special is going to be not to be bargained with, because I have nothing to bargain with.
I got out in the community because no one has tried to hack me since. Like,
yeah,
I'm a fucking loser. Don't even bother getting videos.
They do nothing.
Exactly.
Police do nothing.
But dude, like, I called the fucking police and everything, and they were just like,
what are they gonna do? The LAPD, like, they give a shit?
Dude, they do nothing.
They don't do shit. Like,
this guy,
is it just here?
Like, yeah, I don't care.
Is it just here in LA County, or is that everywhere?
Every time I've had a solid, like, okay, guys, like, this is an easy case. They're always like,
yeah, but where was this?
We gotta call them, and then they gotta coordinate with them.
Okay.
It's just like, it's, you know, we're not gonna get this one. No. So I used to work at a liquor store, and a large percentage of our business was online sales. We'd ship to all over the country with like a very large online presence. This is in New Jersey. So there's this one guy who a couple times had fraudulent charges and like was able to order liquor. We sent it to him, and then he like had a fake credit card, and we had his address, we had his name, at least the address that it was being shipped to. It was multiple things. So finally I called the local police department. I'm like, hey guys, this is easy. Guy's got fraudulent things. This is his name. This is where it's being shipped to.
And it seems like the more that like the internet is involved with the crime, the less they'll have, because police are like your grandfather or your father that you're trying to teach to use the internet. Like, they're like, we're not going to crack this case. Like, we can't even send an emoji. You think I'm going to crack down the, yeah. Well, they had, so what they do is like they have stuff for that. They have like literally lawyers or people that specialize in negotiating your money back. So for example, right, a lot of people will steal people's identities online or steal your data, and you would steal like someone's a whole company's data, right? Like socials, everything, credit cards that people use to buy your products and stuff like that. And so, and then the people will reach out to you like they did with Pat and say, you know, we have this. You want it back? Here's our ransom. And then they have ransom negotiators. That's literally their job, is to negotiate the price down. They're like, this is what we do all day. Like, they don't even get the cops involved hardly. The cops aren't even trying to track down who's doing this. They're just like, we'll put you in touch with a negotiator. The negotiator is going to try to get you back all that shit for as little as possible. Oh, no, nothing. Yeah.
Dude,
yeah, they don't.
My car got stolen, and this is like a couple months ago. And
that's why it happens all the time.
And he's like, I'm like going through all these things of how we can maybe with those cameras, and well, there's a bottle inside. Maybe like there's like fingerprints because he has priors. And the guy's like, yeah, we're not going to do any of that. I'm like, so basically, it's just really easy to just commit a crime and get away with it. He's like, yeah, pretty much. And then he said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so stupid, dude.
If we did catch this guy, what we would do is we would write him a citation. This is Grand Theft Auto. He says we would write him a citation to appear in court. Usually they never come. And if they do come, we basically just write them a ticket because they want to keep the jails
empty
because of COVID. I mean, are you fucking kidding me? Can I steal the
dude,
car?
Dude, this shit happens to me on the regular. My car gets broken into out here all the time. Police have never been out. And this last time my car got broken into, they stole probably, I'd say, $3,000 worth of shit out of my car. I mean, it's just, yeah, just shit adds up, you know, stuff that would cost me a lot of money to replace. They stole the actual ignition. And they stole like a bunch of tennis rackets and tennis balls and like the survival kit that I had, which is like if your car ever breaks down in the middle of nowhere, it's got flashlights and compass and a tent and fucking, you know what I mean? Holy like, like it's kind of an expensive kit, like just tons of shit stolen from my car. And I would think like that much stuff would warrant a cop to come out at least. That's for fingerprints. No, dude, they won't. I couldn't even get them on the phone. I called like non-emergency numbers and then no one ever answers. So I call the emergency, you know, 911, and I go, I really don't want to call this because it's not an emergency. But I mean, how else do I get a fucking cop out here? And so when I was calling the non-emergency numbers, you know, you get the front desk voicemail. I started leaving so many nasty voicemails, dude. I was like, you guys, never call me back in the history of my car getting broken into. You never call me back. What are you guys doing over there sitting on your asses? Like, just basically went off on the police voicemail. And finally, like, someone called me after that and was like, oh, we're sorry. We've been really busy. Yeah, doing what? Like, you don't do shit. You don't go out for nothing. Yeah, that's on the test.
Yeah, doing what
now? Doing nothing. I can tell you that much.
Dude, listen, tell this you, is like, why.
You go to the police academy. Like, listen, day one, don't help anybody. Day two, assault protesters. Day three, graduation.
Yeah.
Like that's the whole fucking thing.
See, this is why.
Yeah.
This is important that the three of us.
And they kill people not because of racism. They killed them simply because because they deserve to die.
They did a great job.
Because they're a rat bastard.
Only they kill people.
And that's exactly right, man. I mean,
you know, with fat guys smoking a cigar, eating reggaeton, or maybe, you know, some like, you know, degenerate. But the business.
Man, it's just a joke, dude. And they won't come out unless it's way too late. Like, basically, if you run down the list of things a cop will come out for, you'll find out that they won't come out unless you've been shot. And then at that point, they're like, well, we don't know how to catch them. You know what I mean? Like, we don't know how to figure out who shot you. It's a complete joke. It's a complete fucking joke, man. Yeah, I mean, especially with online crime, you know, there's no way, nothing's happening. They just want you, all they would ever do for decades was come out and fill out a report. Okay. We got to fill out the police report. But now it's online, so they don't even want you calling. They're like, just, what are you even calling here for? Just go to the fucking online, LAPD.org, fill out a fucking police report. Which, you know, it doesn't do anything. It's just for, the only reason why I do it is so that I can tell my insurance company I did it. When, you know, when they, did you file the police report? Yeah, I did. Now give me my fucking money that this car is worth, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, so this is why. So,
are you on record admitting that your girlfriend's sister looks good in yoga pants?
Right. And this is when we weren't living together. We're living together now. She's a French bulldog. They're getting snatched up left and right. And also, my girlfriend and her sister are, you know, they're like good-looking girls, and they were wearing yoga pants, walking this French bulldog. And they called me, and I'm on. You know, I got them on speakerphone. Right. Yes. This is recording. This is live. This will be post on Instagram. Yes. so like I'm on. They're on speakerphone, and they're like, this creepy guy in a fucking like white Dodge is following us, and like he like asked us to get into the van and shit.
Yeah.
And all this kind of stuff. And Pat's about to work out, and I look at him, and he just goes, "I'll get my jacket."
No one's gonna do it. No one's good.
He gets his blackjack, which you don't know what blackjack is. It's like this little leather thing that has a piece of lead sewn into it, so you can like hit people in the face with it or whatever. And I grab my bat, and then me
and man,
just cruising around Studio City, just looking for these motherfuckers because you know what? No one's gonna do it except for us. And also, even if they did find him, the police would be like, "So what are you guys up to?" And then they're gonna lie.
Yeah.
Like, okay, well, you know, have a good day. Yeah. If you can't catch him, it's
yeah. But if you go out and you kill that guy,
talk to them.
You're going to the cops will come out, bro. The cops will come arrest you.
Well, he was sending me threatening letters. Yeah. And told me he killed me.
But don't worry, they will. They won't do it violently because you're white. But I mean, but you'll get raped in prison.
So how's this punctuation? They don't give a fuck.
Yeah, you'll get raped in prison by a black guy because he's upset that he got arrested violently and you got arrested unviolently because you're white. And this is the circle of life.
We'll get Burger King on the way to prison.
Yeah, but speaking of documentaries, like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why you can't disclose it.
Yeah. like Pat mentioned about documentaries. How many documentaries have you watched where some like random dude?
Wait, is that real?
Solves this murder case.
What, Patton Oswalt's wife?
Detective group. Or just like, well, you know, yeah, we can't really disclose our information. Because you're sitting on dick.
His current wife?
Yeah, and then Patton Oswalt's wife finds
Oh, so the wife that died, not the current chick he's with. Okay.
Some comedian's wife just finds out the night stalker, whatever his name was.
Yeah, she found out who, I think it was the Golden State Killer.
We need her for the online crime. Dude, if cops can't even figure out, like, who's hacking into Pat's laptop, got videos of him jerking off, how are we ever going to prove that Biden didn't win?
Police are looking at this guy for 3 decades, and Patton Oswalt's wife solves the case.
Yeah, no one's going to go. No one's going to go. He was logging in from an IP address at his grandma's house, you know, in the basement. Yeah.
Here's the thing. They didn't have to.
He was giving you his routing number.
I had his name and email address. We had him dead to rights. They just weren't interested.
So he had a Western Union account or no? Just send it, wire money to Western Union in his name that he has to go show ID to pick it up, correct?
Guys,
so you have his name.
Yeah, we have his bank account. We have his routing number.
Slam dunk.
So you could probably find out where he lives.
No, I was like, he wanted me to send to like Western
Union. Oh, he lives in the Philippines. See, I was going to say we can go down there. Yeah, damn. I was going to say we can go down there and take pictures of him jerking off, but I mean, who wants to see that?
Yeah, yeah. Name.
So far the most racist podcast, pro-Italian, anti-every other race. I've actually got, but I, by the way, I love that Pat's response was basically, remember the town? Whose car are we taking? Dude, I have a bit right now. You remind me. I'm not going to go into it because it's my favorite bit that I have right now. You guys haven't heard it yet. It's my favorite bit right now. And my problem is that when I have a new bit that I'm excited about, I go on a podcast and I tell people. And then I'm not going to start throwing away my good bits on podcasts. So, but I have a bit right now of basically how we all need to be like vigilante and stick up for each other. You know what I mean? And help each other out. And I talk about like I carry a bat in my car, you know, if I see people fucking with people. So that's funny.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's go into the second part of this podcast. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Do you actually carry a bat in your car?
Yeah. Do the padding cages provide the balls, though?
Legally viable this is, but I've heard that is actually considered like carrying a weapon.
Okay,
with you.
So yeah, bring a glove.
So.
Well, I had tennis rackets and a big bag of tennis balls, but they stole that shit. So.
Just going to play ball.
Yeah. What?
Always ready.
Yeah, exactly. It's gonna get pretty. It's gonna get stolen. Well, I mean, I'm. They won't let me drive around with my gun, so I've driving around with the bat.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, we've got to do something, you know. Just
get
the. I gotta get something. I hide all kinds of shit.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Luckily, that baseball bat will be stolen soon. Don't have to worry about it.
He would start. Yeah, yeah. I have seen that bit. Yeah.
See, I can't get a gun. You know that Jim Norton bit? Him, like, not being able to have a gun because he would just, like, brandish it.
I have several guns. And when my when my wife goes out of town, there's one in particular that is my favorite gun that I will take out of the safe because I keep them all in safes except for the shotgun because it's too big to fit in the safe. But I keep them all in safes, and I take my favorite one out of the safe only when she's out of town because it just scares her. And I like to just sit with it on the couch in case shit goes down. It's not loaded, but I do have a loaded clip right there on the coffee table just in case. And then I also have dummy bullets that Alec Baldwin gave. I'm just kidding. So it's, don't worry, guys. It's safe.
I love that.
Dude, this is gay as shit. What are you wearing? I wear boxer shorts.
Well, they work.
But I don't act. Here's a little fun fact about me. I don't actually wear boxer shorts. I wear boxer briefs as my real underwear.
So you're on the
I never wear boxer shorts. Because this? I don't they're fucking big and baggy and shit. Like it doesn't hold anything. It makes your pants look all puffy.
That's what I'm wearing.
I just wear boxer shorts around the house, like as like my around the house fucking shorts. So that's why I'd be rocking with some moccasins and a fucking and a t-shirt, bro. And I sit there with the dog.
Yeah.
My favorite one is a Smith & Wesson 9mm.
Trying to wear shorts under my shorts?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Out of here.
Yeah. I don't know. I just like it. It's very light. The handle is like plastic. It's not even metal. It's very light, but then the rest is heavy. I don't know. It's my favorite one to shoot.
And what kind of gun is it? Not a very nice gun.
Is this the most testosterone podcast?
Yeah.
Bro, so I said to Pat, you ready to go? And he was like, yeah, I'm about to work out, but let me get my brass knuckles.
Oof.
Yeah. And my favorite gun to shoot. Let's get into something else. So I was gonna do this podcast by myself, to be honest with you, on one of my solo ones, but I thought like, yeah, let me have fucking a couple other comics in here with me so you guys will know what I'm talking about. But before we do, just really quick, this episode is also brought to you by True Dog. True Dog is a fantastic company that makes dog food, dog treats for your dog, and they're natural ingredients because you don't know what the hell you're giving your dog. Dog food today is shit. I have not fed my dog food for the last 7 years. I was making his dog food because he's like allergic to everything. And the more I talk to people, the more they go, their dog's allergic. Now listen, when I was a kid, I never experienced this. I never had I had dogs my entire life. None of them had allergies to the food. It's something new that a lot of people are seeing. It's because they're probably putting more and more shit in this dog food. Always know what you're giving your dog. If you're going to give your dog meat, make sure it's real, actual meat, okay? Your dog is like, you know, you treat him like your kid. You got to make sure you're giving him healthy stuff. So True Dog has dog food treats, and my favorite thing that they offer is the spray to clean your dog's teeth. So cleaning your dog's teeth is so important because they get plaque, they get dark, and you may not know this, but that actually causes a lot of diseases like heart disease. So you got to brush your dog's teeth. They hate it. They don't want you to brush their teeth, so you're not going to do it consistently every day. The spray actually allows you to just spray your dog's gums really quick, and that's like brushing their teeth every single day. So you're going to get, and it's all made from natural ingredients. And right now for the holidays, they got a little gift basket, which is a great gift to give your, somebody that you know that has a pet, with the spray, the dental treats, and right now you can go to the link in the description for True Dog or go to homeschooledpod.com, click on sponsors. You're helping out the dog, you're taking care of the holiday shopping list, and you're supporting the Homeschool Podcast all at once. All right, now back to the show. So, did you ever see the video of you jerking off? Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. It's like, I'm okay.
You see,
with
people often wonder.
The thing that, like, I'm okay with people seeing. My
guys always jerk off, and they always will. And people
really
wonder why a guy who, like, you know, has a beautiful girlfriend or a beautiful wife and consistently gets it will still jerk off. The same day he got it. And let's.
That was the worst part of the video.
Well, listen, here's the difference. Having sex is great, but when you're having sex, you're also putting on a show. You know, you're like, you got to have like a nice face. You got to try to look nice. You know what I mean? You brush your teeth. You know what I mean? You got to shower. You want the girl to like you. You want to smell good. And when you're doing it, you can't be making ugly faces and sounds and shit. You got to put the whole fucking, you know, Christian Bale, American Psycho posing. But when you're jerking off, you're like, dude, you just ate, first of all. Like, you just ate Mexican food. No shower. The smellier, the better. I love jerking off when I haven't showered. You're like, yeah, let's just add another smell to this. And and you're there in the ugliest position. Like, you know, you got like FaceTime face. You know how you look on FaceTime? Does your face look any worse than when you're FaceTiming somebody? So that's what you look like when you're jerking off. And we love it because we don't have to worry about who sees us. And this asshole took that away from you.
Yes. Liz looking up at you.
Oh, God.
I'm a lay down guy. Yeah. You found it?
That was hard.
Wow. Wow. So you sit up and do it?
How do you do it? Because I do it. I sit in a chair. Vinny lays in his bed.
That's actually, if he got that on video, that's not as bad as laying down, in my opinion. You're sitting upright at least.
I found that disgusting.
What did he even have on you?
Yeah, that is true.
Disgusting.
I put a towel down.
What are you in college? Like jerking off?
Yeah. Look at this, bro. Look at this. Like, that's what you would see. But it would probably be closer because the laptop would be, like, here. And you're like, this dude got his 3,000. He's selling that video right now. He's like, this is an upright masturbating session.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not.
Oh, man. Dude, that's like the POV, but the other way. That's a POV porn from the POV you didn't want. Oh, shit, dude. Okay. Funny stuff. Funny stuff, you guys. Here's what I wanted to talk about. Not that it has anything to do with you, but I know that you guys can relate because you're comics in today's world. And we'll just shoot the shit. I haven't talked to you guys in a while. So I just got back from Vancouver, as I mentioned. And it was an experience, you guys. It was an experience. So a couple of things on my mind is that the first thing is that what a different comedy world we live in today, which it's obvious because of the pandemic. And, you know, we've probably talked about that, or I have on this podcast before, but like to really like now we're like, when we talked about it before, we talked about the beginnings of it and our predictions of it. We're really living in a post pandemic or sort of still during pandemic world and doing comedy. You know, we're really, and you know, a lot of people thought it was going to be, well, it's really going to hurt audiences because people are afraid to go out. And I don't really think that that's a big thing. I really don't think that's it. I think it's more that, I think what I'm experiencing more is, as comics, what we have to experience and what it takes for us to get out there and earn a living on the road. And it's stuff that, like, guys that started a long time ago, you know, guys that you and I grew up watching, they never had to experience. And some of them don't even do stand-up anymore, and they probably never will experience it, you know? And it's just crazy, dude. Like, I actually was sitting in the green room, I think it was Saturday night, and I called Joey because I was thinking about him. I was like, I was just thinking, I go, let me tell you about my day today. I told Joey, I go, I do not picture you doing any of this to do stand-up comedy. And he was like, I don't either. And because, you know, he's currently like not touring, right? And so I was like, dude, I was just thinking, like, I can't picture you putting up with what you would have to put up with to tour. So to go to Vancouver, you got to get a test. 72-hour test, right? They call it, what are the CM? PCR. Yeah. The PCR, which is you got to take the test 72 hours before, PCR test. You get the results sometimes like 48 hours later or whatever. And then you need that to get on the plane. And, okay, so that's what you need. Some places want this even to go into a concert, to attend PCR. A concert PCR. Domestically. Now, I'm traveling internationally, so I got to have the PCR. Then you got to upload your vaccination card to ArriveCan.com, which is Canada's app for travelers. Because if you live in Canada, you get the vaccination passport. If you don't live in Canada, you got to download this app, put your card, upload your card in there. Then you got to do all this just to get there, right? Then once you're there, I'm there. I show up Friday night to do my show. Then the club lays it on me. I got to take a test to go home. I didn't know this. And I'm like, you know, you're telling me this Friday night. I'm like, I got to take the 72-hour test. I go home Monday. So it's cutting it kind of close. What if I don't get the results in time? And they're like, well, to go home to the United States, it's the rapid test. What's it called? The Ali Gen or whatever. I don't even know. But the rap, the what? Antigen. Yeah. The antigen rapid, you get the test results like right there, right? The rapid one. And I'm like, okay, so where do I get that? They go, well, there's no place anywhere near here that does that kind of test. You have to get it back at the airport. And I'm like, well, fucking, you know, if I knew that when I first landed here, I would have got it. So anyway, so now I got to go figure out where to go. They give you no information about it. They sent me a few links, and then I ended up choosing one that was back at the airport because I just, at least I'll know where it is. And I called an Uber, and the Uber's like, I'll be there in 5 minutes. I'm like, cool. I go outside because, you know, they put you up in the comedy condo, right? I go outside. I go into the elevator. Elevator's not coming up. I waited there for probably 5 minutes. Elevator never fucking comes up. I had to run down the stairs. Guys, I'm on the 29th floor. So I'm on the 29th floor. I got to run down the stairs. The whole time the Uber driver's calling me and he's like, I'm going to leave if you don't come down. And I'm like, no, wait. I'm running down. I'm coming down. I'm running down the stairs, get in the Uber. Then they don't fucking tell you, even when you book it, you got to pay for it online. It's $130 to take this test. When you book it, they don't tell you nothing about where to go. They just tell you to go to the airport. I'm like, where? You know how big a fucking international airport is? So I go to the airport. There's nothing, dude. Not a sign like it's this way. Nothing like that. I just walking around the airport asking people, you know, where is this test center? Where is this test center? You know, and so I do it. I go get the test and they tell you, you know, it's going to take 15 minutes to get the results. Ends up taking 40 minutes. Then you got to Uber back. It's just a whole mess, you know? And then, you know, you got to go back through customs. And by the way, Canada customs are assholes, I'm sorry to say, because they don't like Americans coming into Canada to work, okay? They ask you, like, are you going to make money? And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to make money. I'm not coming to fucking Canada for free, you know? And they're like, well, you know, you can't work here without a work permit and all this shit like that. And I was like, listen, fucking owners of the club own a bunch of clubs in America, and I'm not even getting paid here. They're going to pay me when I go home. They mail me a check from their American accounts. And they're like, oh, okay. They hired a supervisor, all this shit. I almost didn't even get into the country. It's just a big fucking hassle, you know? And yeah, dude, it's just a whole, and then I had to like, you literally got to show them like your email that the club booked you. You got to go to the website and they're like, do you make this a regular thing? Are you here like every weekend? I'm like, no, this is like one weekend out of the year. You know, if they ask me get back again, it'll be in
business, pal. Go tie your boots.
Yeah. I come to Canada every weekend. That means I'm getting a fucking COVID test every day, you know, to go back and forth, You know what that would take? But it's just, I'm not complaining. Don't misunderstand this as complaining. Of course it's extra hassle. Of course it's a pain in the ass, but I'm happy to work. I'm happy to be working and touring and doing shows. It's phenomenal, but it's still obviously way different than how it was when I started, and obviously it's different than the guys we grew up watching had to deal with. And even for me, I started out not having to deal with this. We all did. And I started going on the road as an opener, watching headliners. And now that I'm headlining, it's like I'm not getting the experience they had. I'm getting a completely different experience. It's the new world of comedy, guys. This is it. This is the future. And I hate to say it's the future. I would love to say, like, well, it's going to calm down a little bit, like everybody's been saying since the beginning. And guys, I really don't think it's going to calm down. I think that you're... It's not going to calm down. You're just going to get used to the requirements. Mm-hmm. Requirements are always going to be there. Oh, performing wise. Yes. Yes. I mean, of course you have to deal with, depending on where you go and where you're performing, there are certain people that don't like to talk about certain things. Now, yeah, I'm a type of person that likes to talk about a lot of fucking different things that might annoy people or piss them off or not be in their view, like, exactly. You know, you got to have common sense of how hard you can go when you're in Portland, Oregon versus, or Los Angeles even, and versus, you know, when I'm going to probably Jersey would be cool. Where else was I? Dude, when I did Nebraska, I did Bakersfield or Taft, which is basically the same shit. California, yeah. They're like, dude, you can go hard. You can go hard about whatever, you know? And so, sure, you have to kind of watch what you say if you tend to lean on any type of thing that might offend someone or they might choose the wrong side or something like that. But it's a little more sensitive now, you know, than ever. But also, if you're really well known, you can say whatever the fuck you want because. Unless you're not necessarily so not if you're a big famous movie star like Kevin Hart can't say whatever the fuck he wants because or Chappelle look at you're gonna be thrown under the bus, you're gonna be ran through the mud. But let's say a guy like Joey who's not currently touring or you know he can do a show and talk about whatever because he's so well known by his audience that's all who comes and buys his ticket. Like you know, like his fans find him. So you know the type of shit he talks about. So when he's dirty, you know what you're getting. Not that there's random people walking in. We have no idea who this comic is. And you might get offended by what he says. You know, so there's that. The shows were great. People are ready to come out and have a good time. Everyone's sick of it. I don't care who you voted for. I don't care if you're anti-vax, for-vax. Everybody's over it. Everybody's over it. They're ready to go and have a life. And I have seen this in people's eyes as I look into their eyes and perform live for them. Like, they are ecstatic to be out. They are enjoying themselves. If you mention anything about how you're thankful to be performing live again, they lose their shit. They're fucking so for it. They're so for it, you know. But besides that, there's the extra hassle on the comedians right now, you know, and I don't think it's going to go away. I think it's just the new touring. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that is everything. Yeah, our generation.
And in argument's sake, that you know, it was supposed to be easier for us. Okay. It's like we have so much technology that they didn't have, you know. So in some ways, it's like, yeah, we have it easier. You know, we have GPS as opposed to, you know.
They're like, okay, well, what if, and stay with me here, we just ruined that instead and you deal with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dude, to make an online order to pick up a fucking pizza, I have to download the restaurant's app.
Dude, they're worse than the police. They're like, why are you even calling? There's an online thing.
Remember, you could just be like,
yeah.
Yeah, I want a large pie.
Yeah, man. It's so true, dude.
I mean, yeah, I said download a
But to, you know, to app, think of to about comics, let's say, you know, you're who'd you just say? Yeah, Jim Norton. Yeah, you just said Jim Norton, right? Or let's say Seinfeld or whoever. All these guys that we watched growing up.
Yeah. Who the hell are you?
When they did a gig, yeah, you know, they weren't famous yet or anything like that. They're doing a gig, you know. They all jump in a car. We got this gig, and they would drive, and they got a map, and they got to figure out where the fuck this – how many gigs – I mean, I've done a bunch of gigs where it was in the middle of nowhere. If I didn't have a GPS, I don't know how I would find this piece of shit place, you know? So, you know, in that sense, we have that, which is easier, but technology that we have, which is supposed to make our lives easier, has probably actually made our life worse or more complicated, you know, as a result. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly, dude. Totally, totally. You know, you gotta I can't stand Ubers.
Yeah, GPS.
Like, you might think
great,
that,
and so is
that
like,
that's progress, you know, it's
being
convenient
able to have
or I honestly
be able to afford a
I hate an Uber.
Be good too.
It used to be convenient and cheap.
It's a bit of a give and take.
And now it's not. But I've always hated them in this because I get, first of all, I get motion sickness if I don't drive. I can't stand being in an Uber. Secondly, it's the worst drivers on the planet. When I go anywhere, I take a taxi. Guys, I still take
not
taxis
anymore.
Because the taxis are awesome, dude.
Progress.
It's always some old guy who's been driving a taxi his whole life. He knows where everything is. He knows all the quick shortcuts, you know. He'll talk to you and have a nice conversation, and then, or if you don't want him to talk, he fucking won't. You know what I mean?
Did I lie?
Yes. Yes.
See. This is the great thing about taxis and the horrible thing about Ubers. For some reason with taxis, they have this shared feeling of let's get where the fuck we're going. With Ubers, they're like, well, I'm just going to take this drive and I get there when I get there and I got the fare and this, that, and the other. I flew in from Denver last week and I had a show that day, so I wanted to do a spot at Fourth Wall before my show.
Yeah.
And I already signed up. I landed at 3:15, and I wanted to do the 5 o'clock open mic at the Fourth Wall. I'm like, oh, I should have plenty of time. I'm 45 minutes away from my apartment, and I'm 10 minutes away from the Fourth Wall. I get this Uber driver who literally is calling his
whole family.
Dude, they're
the worst Uber drivers.
And he's just
what's that, bro?
Posting in the carpool lane. We don't go above 35 miles an hour. It took me an hour and 15 to get home.
Dude, I hate when they're on the fucking phone. They got those little AirPods in and they're talking. Guys, I'm a little bit deaf in my right ear. I have been for a couple of years now. I think it's from like fucking screaming on stage and the speaker being right there. So in my right ear, I can't hear so well. But I hear him talking and I'm always like, what? What? Like, I think he's talking to me. And he's talking to his fucking family or something, man. It's like, dude, just drive the fucking car. Like, taxi drivers got a little bit of respect still because they're older usually, and older people are respectful. You know, they're like, this is a job. I'm not here to fucking play games and be on the phone with my friends. I'm at work. And the young generation, they don't work hard. They just, however I can do to make this be as easy as like, dude, call them when you drop me off. Like when you're in between picking people up. Yeah. Call your family. And besides that, put the radio on or a podcast, whatever. But, dude, it drives me nuts the way they drive. Like, you pick me up from the airport, and then they stay in that lane all the way to the right until you leave the airport. It's like, dude, get all the way over to the left because this lane is going to be stop and go because everyone's getting out of in and out of the terminals. Same thing on the freeway. You get on the freeway, they stay in that right lane where it's exits. People are coming on and exiting. It's like, dude, get all the way to the left. Like, why are we stopping and going the whole way?
Dude, I took an Uber from Hollywood to Hermosa Beach.
Yeah,
the
man.
Uber driver, she didn't turn on the radio. It was like a first date. It was horrible. I'm scraping for small talk. She gets into her kids are not doing well. If Trump gets put into office, she won't be able to survive.
Yeah.
And I'm like, lady, put on the radio. I don't care. Just shut up. I don't care.
By the way, we got to get past this thing where every Uber driver gets 5 stars. I'm sorry.
But you know what, though? Yeah. Uber drivers are becoming less and less, which is why it's hard to get one now. That eventually you're going to get the same driver. It's inevitable. And it's like, you're that asshole that gave me 1 star and said you wanted to punch me.
Kept climbing, and I wanted to punch you back in your seat. Like, this is, it's just like, it's so bad. But I don't, so
dude. And with I'm not stuck in the thing of giving them 5 stars. If you're not good, you're not good. You know, if you go out of your way, if you get out of the car and open the trunk so I can put my luggage, I give you 5 stars, you know, you know, things like that. If I ask you, do you know where this is? And you go, yeah, go up there and turn right. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, that's someone who's being helpful. You get my 5 stars. But like, dude, the other day I had this guy who showed up at the wrong address. Like, he didn't show up in front of my house. He was around the corner on the side street, and I was standing out there for 5 minutes, and I scheduled the Uber, by the way. So he showed up like 20 minutes before he was supposed to. And I go down, like, well, he's here early, so I had to rush and get ready and go down. And then I waited out there for 10 minutes. And then finally he called and he's like, I'm going to leave if you don't come out. I'm like, I'm out here. Like, what are you talking about? And he's like, oh, I don't see you. And then I had to like walk around the corner a block. And he was there because he didn't want to drive and pick me up. I walked to him, and then I got in the car, and I'm like, okay, I'm not going to even talk about it. Let's just get where I'm going. It's like 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm trying to go to the airport. Then he continues to give me an ear beating the entire drive to the airport about how I shouldn't be late to Ubers and he's like, and I hate to cancel Ubers. I was about to cancel, and I really hate to cancel Ubers on people. Just give me an ear beating, dude. And I go, bro, I promise you, this is what I said to him. I go, bro, am I gonna have to ask you to pull over so I can call another Uber, or are you gonna keep talking about this the whole fucking time? Because I'll just get another fucking Uber. And he's like, no, I just want you to know. I'm like, drop it. You know, if we really want to go into it, you were at the wrong house. So, you know what I mean? So it's just the worst.
Dude. August, you know, I had the exact same experience. I got picked up from LAX, and I was like walking to this guy's car, but I had like 2 bags, and it's like taking a little bit. And he's like, "You should really look out for the license plate when I come by." I go, "Yeah, I know, I saw you, but you drove past me, and I'm walking down." And he just keeps going on and up. You know, yeah. I'm sitting out here, and you should be knowing what car is picking you up.
They're getting bad, dude. You should have flagged me down. They're getting worse. I hate taking it. You know, my go-to thing now is I actually park my car at LAX, and I go on my trip for the weekend, and I come back and I drive myself home. It's expensive, but Uber's getting so expensive that it's not that much more expensive.
Possible, but you're gonna break my balls for 15 minutes.
40 a day. It's a little high. So if you're there, yeah.
What does it cost you to do that?
So.
Yeah.
What's 2040 yeah, right. No. What's 40 times 3?
The airport's like fucking $75.
Yeah. So what's 120 times 2?
I think it was like
No. Scratch that. So 120 is what you're going to pay if you park at the airport, the right? Area. What's 75 times 2? So you got to get to and from the airport at a $75 Uber, $50, even if it's $50 Ubers, I'd rather pay a little bit more and not got to sit with an Uber driver. And there's absolutely no proof that they're not drunker than I am.
Yeah. I mean, that's
yeah. Yeah, it never will be. Fuck them. But that's it, guys. I just wanted to fucking fill the world in on what's going on for live entertainers. Yeah, and on a brighter note, yeah. I am really feeling a whole new level of headliner status in my performance. I'm really feeling, because, you know, when I started, I've only been headlining maybe 2.5-3 years, but you can't even really count because it was half the time and I was still half opening for people. And then the 2020, you can't count because we didn't do shit. I had to cancel a bunch of them. So I started, so I've got an hour, you know, I've got a good hour, but, and at the beginning of this year, it was a good hour. I was able to fill the time. Headlining sets were going great. But there's a difference between filling an hour and giving a headliner's performance. Like, you know, you can take, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I have an hour's worth of material, but the like, you can see the difference between like a headliner, and I'm growing into that. So at the beginning of the year, had an hour, sets are going great. And now we're in November, and I just did these shows this weekend, guys. The last show I did, the Saturday late show, Saturday show, I did 50 minutes of tight, tight, killer, killer stuff with breaking off into interacting with them and involving them in it, and, you know, making it personal, and getting a good message out in the whole performance, and just everything comes full circle, you know. So I'm really proud of like where I'm going, and I think that I want to say I'm almost ready to film a special. Like, this hour that I have is like fucking ready, but it's like I'm still writing new stuff, and the new stuff are fitting in perfectly with old stuff, so the bits keep growing. So I would say it's like almost perfect, but it's at the beginning of the year till now, I see a fucking huge difference in my set, like in my hour. You would see like two different performers. Yeah, I just know that I'm going in the right direction. And I'm not in a rush to film a special. What's that?
Nice.
Yeah.
Dude, good for you. Yeah, I mean, there's no reason to rush.
I know.
It, you know?
I know.
Yeah.
You'll know on Tuesdays, right? Now.
I'm in one of those like.
Oh, they do it every day now.
I'm like, I gotta come up with some new stuff.
Oh wait, did you say fourth wall? Why did I hear improv?
That's just like that. Do you ever feel less
fun? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat right now. That's why I've been doing those improv mics at the fourth wall.
That's the thing about shows like that. You'll get bits out of it. The stuff that people throw you. You're like, oh shit, that actually went somewhere.
Well, improv mic, like it's an improv.
Oh yeah. It's an improvised mic. So I've been doing that a lot, just because like they throw out a topic. And actually, I've written two jokes because of it. Yeah, and how I write is basically like talking to people, and like them being laughing and me going, "Is that a bit?" And then just like writing on stage. You know, like I'm not. You know, I've tried. Like, you know, every morning or every night.
I mean, the process is, the process for me is if I think of something, I'll write it down, regardless if I think it'll be anything or not. I just write it down. I won't write it. I'll write it down really quick so I remember it. And then I'll go perform them all, try them all, and see what works. And then if something, okay, that one probably has potential, I'll keep those and then keep working on it. And that's. Oh yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the stuff that does work, you take that and then I go and write those and where they should fit into the set and stuff like that.
Yeah. That's what
I did. Totally, dude. I got something new on my mind right now that I want to secret mic, try to go out tonight. I don't know. I'll see if there's still room at the fourth wall. And,
yeah, 10 o'clock. That basically was just going off of notes and kind of just like having something like.
Oh yeah. Okay. The North Hollywood one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Get to 10? No, I just got to remember what it was I wanted to try. Because I was driving when I thought of it and I didn't write it down. And now I'm drawing a blank. But I know it'll come to me in a minute. As soon as I get off this.
Yeah.
But anyway, cool. Yeah. Well, thank you guys. It's good to see you. And it has been a long time. And. You know, I've been working a lot, but I'm home for a little bit, and so I want to try to start getting and doing some shows here and getting some spots and mics whenever I can out here. So hopefully I'll see you guys soon.
Yeah, you too, man. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, this Friday I'm doing some bar in Santa Monica. If you guys want to go hang out. But anyway, yeah, that's where I'll be. No pressure. Come or don't.
Yeah, I mean, whenever you're doing the spot, let me know, and let me and Pat know. We'll join you. Cool. I think I'm dropping them. Yeah, I think I'm free Friday.
Oh, the open mic movie? Oh, okay. Well, I mean, yeah, I they're trying to get people to support it.
You know that movie that like Joe Manente made? Being an open mic? I was supposed to go to the premiere of that because I'm in it.
So see, for that, I would say give the guy who's in it a free ticket, and then if he brings anybody, they got to pay. I would say for that.
And here's the thing. It's $16 a ticket.
Or give him a discount.
You hit me with $10 a ticket, I'll be there.
What are you watching, The Revenant?
Yeah, come on.
What the fuck? It's like, dude, you know, I can watch Halloween Kills for free on Peacock, right? Like, dude, the new Marvel movie is going to be on Disney. It's going to be on Disney Plus. I'm going to pay a dime to watch those.
He's like, okay, yeah, buy tickets here. I'm like, okay, I'll go fuck myself then.
Yeah. Yeah, he could have paid $3,000 for that. I love when an episode comes full circle. All right, guys, I'll see you around. Thank you guys for jumping on real quick. Go ahead and log off, and I'll do these outros.
For free on Netflix.
Yeah. Oh wait, do you guys got any shows coming up you want to plug?
See 2 minutes of me being fat, drunk hipster.
There you go. You got it, man. All right, thanks for having us.
Okay, so the one at the HaHa is at the HaHa Comedy Club. That's this Monday. That's in North Hollywood, California.
Monday,
and then
the 8th,
you're both doing
8 p.m. at the HaHa.
What did you say it was?
I have me and Pat's show. We're doing on the 19th at 8 p.m. at Hollywood Fourth Wall Cafe.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I've been to the cafe. That place is cool. What's next month? December? Cool. Book me on the December one. And then everybody come out to that. Let's see. What do I got? Guys, this Friday, I'm going to be in Santa Monica at a pub. I forget the name right now, but I don't do too many performances in California anymore. So coming out should be fun. Actually, me and Alex Hooper are both on the lineup. Who I had him on my show, my podcast last week. I haven't worked with him in like over a year. So that's exciting. And then... I got a couple other things after that. Check the calendar. I'm drawing a blank right now. Homeschoolpod.com. Click on tour. And that's also where you're going to go for our sponsors, Uni Pizza Ovens and True Dog. Click on sponsors and the banners are there. And don't forget to support the show by picking up a t-shirt or something. Homeschool podcast t-shirts are at homeschoolpod.com. Click on merch. And don't forget to click on tour. And that's where you can see my upcoming dates. And that's it. I want to give a big thank you to Pat Calicchio, Vinny Falcone, and his dog, and thank you to their lovely girlfriends for letting me borrow them for a little while, and especially Vinny's girlfriend's sister. I'm just kidding. I just keep going. All right, you guys. I'll see you around. Later. Peace. Thank you guys so much for listening. I'm Augustino Zoida. Don't forget that only love can save the world. Did I say that? This is Homeschool Podcast. Peace.
All right, later, dude. Thanks.
Homeschool Podcast.
Homeschool.
The Homeschool Podcast. Why? Because he was homeschooled.
I don't want to do that.
Okay.
I don't want to do that at all.